The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Ava Lewis. Reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first title of the article is True Heroes Shine in the Hardest of Times. History shaker Terrence Lester dedicates his life to advocating for the homeless. He provides free haircuts that give a face to dignity. And his hashtag Love Sinks In initiatives supplies safe hand washing stations, bringing health and healing to those in need during COVID-19. Terrence serves to remind us that every neighbor counts. Coca-Cola honors everyone destined to shake things up by uplifting us all. The next article is called Manifesto, Raise Your Voice. On May 25th, 2020, amid a global pandemic, George Floyd gasped for air for nearly 9 minutes under the knee of Derek Chauvin, while three other Minneapolis police officers watched him die. That horrific act occurred while we were putting together this issue, which we had decided would be focused on wellness. In the wake of COVID-19, our goal is to help make you whole and healthy. From highlighting five comedians who bring the laughs, to ensuring your finances are in tip-top shape, despite these tough economic times, we're here for you. No one is for sure when we will beat the virus. But what I do know is that the headlines are no longer about medical deaths. They are about racial ones. While I've wondered how the first half of 2020 could have been any worse, I realize that the second half offers us an opportunity to leverage these trying times and foster a revolution. This includes staking our claim as Black women to wellness of both body and mind. Only by taking care of ourselves physically can we be better equipped to fight the diseases that plague us. And only by changing our mindset can we live in harmony with others, regardless of race, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. That we are still battling for equal treatment of women and Black and LGBTQ+ people is a disgrace to our entire human civilization. Our generation should be marked by tolerance, kindness, and humanity. Enslaved Africans once escaped through the woods under cover of darkness. I want us to walk the streets in broad daylight to not only show the world that we are proud to be Black, to be gay, to be women, but also educate the ignorant that we are all equals. This month's cover story features the Emmy, Tony, and Grammy Award-winning Billy Porter, who stands as a Black man and a member of the LGBTQ+ community on the front lines of the culture, raising his voice for us all as an advocate for change in the 2020 election. Now more than ever, we must vote to shift balance of power and help our country exit the dark ages. I wish you well. But even more critically, I encourage you to raise your voice and help lead the revolution of minds so that tomorrow we can all live together in peace. With love, Moana Liu, Chief Content and Creative Officer of Essence. The next article in Essence is titled COVID-19 and Hair Care, Tips to Keep Your Tresses Healthy. Quarantine dye jobs just might replace the breakup haircut as Black women grasp for normalcy during a global pandemic. But whether chemical hairstyling takes place at a well-equipped salon station or over a cluttered bathroom sink, the risks are the same. In a medical study, certain chemical dyes and hair straightening processes have been linked to a 45% increased chance of developing breast cancer. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports that Black women are 41% more likely to die from breast cancer than their white counterparts. Now, as COVID-19 highlights the gross inequalities in healthcare and access to wellness resources, any risk to our community has become potentially more severe. Essence consulted with dermatologists and hair care professionals to learn about possible protective solutions. Here are five things they want you to consider before becoming a kitchen beautician. Know what you're reading. Janine B. Downing, MD, a dermatologist in Montclair, New Jersey, notes that some studies refer specifically to permanent hair dye and not the semi-permanent versions many women use at home. Rashina Brooks, a Union, New Jersey-based hairstylist who began practicing as a licensed professional in 2000, explains that unlike permanent hair dyes, semi-permanent options do not completely penetrate the cuticle layer of the hair. She points out that American Cancer Society has stated that permanent hair dyes are the only type to cause lasting chemical changes in the hair shaft. Downey emphasizes the importance of knowing as much as you can about a medical study when evaluating its merits. Gaining all the relevant information puts you in a position of power and reduces your reliance on third-party sources that might present misleading data. Know your personal risk. Downey recommends that before you choose any type of chemical styling option, assess additional factors that may contribute to individual risk, including weight, environment, and stress load. Burlington, Vermont-based dermatologist Laura McGeneva also advises that you minimize exposure to toxins elsewhere in your life. Avoid tobacco entirely, she says. Limit alcohol. Make exercise a habit. Optimize your health. These are things we can do to protect ourselves. She adds that regularly picking up a hand mirror and examining your scalp can help you spot when something isn't right. Look at the skin of the scalp, ideally when your hair is wet, she suggests. Check for rashes, scaly patches, moles, growths, and so on. Skin cancers can occur on the scalp where they hide from view, so it's a good idea to check often. If you think there might be a problem, it's important to contact your doctor. If your scalp is itchy, irritated, sore, boggy, lumpy, or tender, you need to seek the assistance of a board-certified dermatologist who understands your hair type and your ethnicity, says Downing. Know that not all styles are created equal. Dyes do not take to all hair colors and skin tones in the same way. Before you settle on a look, realistically think about the level of risk it would take for you to achieve it. Darker colors and relaxers often contain more chemicals in women with skin of color. Sometimes longer contact times are required to achieve the intended cosmetic results. Notes McJevna, try to limit the time the dye or straightener is on the scalp. If you choose to go with one of these styles, you can help to protect your skin by repurposing some of your maintenance products. For example, it turns out that the coconut oil that's already on your shelf can do more than moisturize your skin and make your man act right. The oil can also serve as a protective barrier for potentially dangerous chemical processes. Put a generous coating of it on the thin, delicate skin of the hairline and around the ears so that the chemicals don't touch that highly absorptive skin. Worried about weighing down your strands? The best oil in the world that doesn't clog the pores or hair cuticle is argan oil, says Brooks. 100% argan oil is best. Know what's in your products. Build up from thick pomades or oils can also be a risk. Switch to trusted beauty products with safe, more natural ingredients so you know what is touching your skin. Brands sometimes change their formulations, so check your product ingredient list often so you know what you're getting, she adds. Camille Howard Verovic, a New York City-based dermatologist, also recommends looking over ingredient list consciously and taking care not to be easily swayed by marketing terms, which can be very sexy and very appealing. She suggests that women research potential products thoroughly before they set foot in a store or a salon. Terms such as sulfate-free, clean, or made with essential oils can be seductive, but companies can make those claims without having to prove them. If an item contains formaldehyde or formaldehyde relaxers, such as a Quaritinium 15, it's a no-no. Instead of focusing on what products brag about lacking, find out what is actually in the formula. If ingredients have a long name or it's something you can't read, those are the ingredients to stay away from, says Brooks. You want products that are natural as you can get. Know where to find more information. The FDA does not approve every individual ingredient added to hair dyes before they make it to the shelves. As a result, doctors advise seeking options with approvals from the European Union, which doctors notes has more stringent regulations than we do in the United States. Black women can also look to one another for support here at home. Latched and Hooked owner Tiffany Gatlin, whose Atlanta company offers non-toxic synthetic hair extensions, founded the Black Consumer Beauty Protection Group on Facebook. The group allows members direct access to chemists, stylists, and other Black women who have similar concerns. I've actually done one Facebook Live with a cosmetic scientist, she says. We talked about scalp irritation and different chemicals and what we can do to get our scalps healthy. I'll continue to have ongoing conversations like that because I think it is important for consumers to have awareness. There's also an app called EWG Healthy Living that allows you to evaluate the risk of a product you're considering right from your smartphone. Developed by a nonprofit watchdog organization called Environmental Working Group, which aims to empower people to live healthier lives in a healthier environment. The app accesses a database of information that categorizes products into clean levels based on their ingredient standards. The ultimate tip: when in doubt, whip out your phone and seek answers to doctors' three go-to questions. Do I know the ingredients? Have the ingredients been shown to be safe? Are the ingredients banned in other countries for safety concerns? The title of the next article is Giggles and Glam. Along with having a good chuckle, taking care of yourself is good for the soul. No one knows that better than Saturday Night Live's Ego. While tickling the funny bone is a priority for the 32-year-old comedian, praying, hanging out with her friends, and spending time with her family take precedence. Those moments keep her grounded in her newfound stardom. They're also when she receives some of the best beauty advice, such as how to do her brows. I used a pencil in my eyebrow, super thick and squarish. I look back at pictures and think, why didn't anyone tell me I looked crazy? Then I remembered my older brother used to joke about my eyebrows. I just thought he was being a hater until a nail technician who was doing my pedicure suggested I thin out my brows a little bit. At first, I was like, girl, why are you worried about my brows and not my toes? That's when I realized my brother might have been trying to show me the light all along. Since entering the spotlight, the comedian says she's learned that less really is more. But don't be confused. She still enjoys getting gussied up for a night out. Yet it's her simple self-care rituals and the time she spends nurturing herself that makes her feel the most beautiful. Her regimen includes drinking lots of water, washing and moisturizing her face every morning and night, using sunscreen, and proudly wearing her metal retainer. Everyone's definition of beauty is different, and it's best to concern yourself with living up to your definition. There is nothing more beautiful than a woman who is comfortable being herself, done up or done down. When we Black girls see the SNL performer on their television screen, she wants them to know more than anything that they're gorgeous and that they belong. The title of the next article is Having Her Say, Kiki Layne in the Old Guard. 2 months into the worldwide lockdown, Kiki Layne sounds warm and upbeat over the phone. She says, we just happened to catch her on a good day. Some days I'm fine, she says. Other days I'm like, what is going on? I just take it day by day. She brings the same mix of vulnerability and strength to her performance in The Old Guard, directed by Gina Prince by the Wood. The adaptation of the graphic novel premieres July 10th on Netflix. With this movie, Prince by the Wood becomes the first Black woman director to helm a live-action comic book-based feature of this scale. Lane plays Neely, a Marine recruited by immortal mercenaries who are led by Charlize Theron's Andy. They discover that, like them, Neely is invincible, and together they fight to protect humankind. Though leaping off tall buildings onto parked cars was a new thrill for Lane, who had never been in an action film before, she was drawn most to the ways in which the roles stretched her as a thespian. I want to have a variety in my career because this industry likes to assume what types of roles an actress who looks like me can play, she states. I'm trying to break out of that box. The Return of the Champion is the title of the next article. Last February, renowned dance hall artist Buju Banton invited a handful of journalists from around the world to hear his new album in Kingston, Jamaica. Our entertainment director was one of the lucky few. The mangoes aren't yet ripe in the courtyard of Buju Banton's Gargamel Studios in Jamaica, the birthplace of reggae and dancehall. They are bright green, hard and plentiful on the branch behind us as Banton and I speak. The day after listening to select tracks from Banton's highly anticipated effort, Upside Down 2020, unlike the mangoes, he says with a mischievous grin, the music is ready. We've been working since I got back, laying down demos and ideas I already had in my mind, says Banton, referencing his 10-year sentence in a U.S. federal prison on a drug trafficking charges. Released in December 2018, after serving 7 years, Banton made history with his homecoming concert, Long Walk to Freedom, at the island's National Stadium, not since Bob Marley's One Love Peace concert in 1978 had the venue completely filled its 35,000 seats. If asked if he'd ever imagined that his career would be compared to Marley's, Banton humbly answers, no, not at all. Born Mark Anthony Myrie, Banton, 47, has seen his career spike and spiral through the years. In February 2011, he won his first Grammy for Best Reggae Album, Before the Dawn. But one day later, his trial began. Banton's latest song, Buried Alive, sheds light on how his time away might have affected him. Certain experiences leave certain marks on you, he says. People go to a pub or a bar and they drink their sorrows away. Some use cocaine, some use heroin, and all kinds of things. I chose to articulate my sorrows, my pain, and express it to the masses. On Upside Down 2020, Banton's motivation is even more clear. We want reggae music that the world can respect and love and adore once more because of the beautiful vocals that we contribute, he says. And we always want to offer a glimmer of truth through our lens. Even if it's not what they want to hear, has it been a burden to carry that torch? Burden? Oh no, he answers emphatically. Music is not a burden. The message and the mission are not a burden. Run out of time for today's episode of Ebony. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I'm Avery Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ebony is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. 5138, the North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.